Good morning, everybody listening out there on this Tuesday morning. It's Steve's thought for the day. Always love hearing from Ness. She's got some great inspiration and some great provocation for us all. So without further ado, over to you, Ness.
Morning, it's Ness Andrews. It's Tuesday morning. And the thought for the day is, how far are your seeds reaching? I'm going to read from Matthew 13, the parable of the sower. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seeds, some fell along the path and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seeds fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. The disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to the people in parables? He replied, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. And then skipping to verse 23, it says, again, but the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. It struck me last week when God drew me to the scripture that this is a time where we are the farmers, you and me, and we are called to sow seeds far and wide in this season. Whilst we're currently, for many of us, including me, not able to gather in churches, we are like farmers scattered in our houses, but with the ability to reach people far and wide. Because we have more time than ever to pray, to send prayers of hope, to worship or share good stories with others, we have technology at our fingertips where we can reach non-believers. Let's say they're the lost, the seeds that ordinarily would have fallen on the path and the birds would come and eat up. Or the semi-believers who haven't met with God yet, those seeds that fell on rocky terrain and sprang up quickly, but when the sun came up withered because they had no root. Then there were the seeds that fell on good soil and produced a hundredfold. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Now I believe God is saying, now is the time. Ears, folks, are open. Now is the time to reach people and get sowing the seeds. God's going to go ahead and do the rest, but no harvest can come up if we do not sow the seeds. You know, and if you're working on the front line, then now is the time to share stories of the goodness of God. Ears are open. The kingdom of God will come through prayer, through sowing, and being obedient. You see, every time we pray, a touch of heaven breaks through and touches earth. Every time we worship, a touch of heaven touches earth. And every time you sow seeds and step into the kingdom, a touch of heaven touches earth. So don't leave the sowing to someone else. Jesus is calling you and me to be obedient so the harvest can come. Folks, let's make this a great harvest. Let's do our bit in this season. Let's be the ray of light. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we just hear your word, Lord, and we thank you that you've chosen us, Lord, as your disciples to go out and to spread the good news, Lord, and to share stories of hope and light in this season, Lord. Show us the way to reach people far and wide. Help us to scatter those seeds, Lord, so more people turn to you. Help us, Father God, to Help us, Father God, to have a steadfast spirit, to pray in this time, to worship in this time, and to lift all the glory back up to you, Jesus. We ask this in your precious name. Amen. So it's time to start sowing, folks. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks, Ness. Let those four words just ring in our hearts and minds today. Now is the time. Make a great day. Carpe diem.